bottom-up approach, this whole initiative. It's been about the community, dare say, how they have had an impact on it in terms of kind of coming to us and then we providing the ground and then they providing the labour.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. Mini woodlands are a small, dense, rapid-growing plantation of entirely native species in an urban setting. They are sometimes referred to as stepping stone forests as they assist wildlife in moving from one area to another. In recent years, Dublin has embarked on creating a host of mini woodlands around the capital. We spoke to Brendan Redman from South Dublin County Council and he tells us all about the journey to date.
Brendan, over the last while you've embarked on a very exciting project, the Mini Woodlands. Could you tell our listeners a bit about this?
So Mini Woodlands really are small, densely, rapidly growing forests that are predominantly of native origin. They're planted in areas where we need to connect green infrastructure, really. It really started back in 2020. We were approached by John Kybert in the Littermugs group. He's in Shawmall Park predominantly, and they would have went around collect litter in various different parts of Tallaght. And they would have been assisted with other different groups. John would have came to us and kind of said, I have an idea, I want to go and plant trees. I suppose in 2019, we entered a climate change and biodiversity emergency. And really, I suppose there was a renowned focus on kind of improving, mitigating against climate change.
And it's absolutely incredible work that you've done over even the past 5 years. And we see so many parts of Dublin as concrete jungles as such. Tell me about the benefits that everyone is going to see from having these mini woodlands and seeing so many trees constantly being planted around the capital.
Yeah, I suppose like we as humans are always drawn towards nature. If you were to go for a run, where do you go? You go to a park. That's called a biophilic effect. We've done an awful lot of work to try and ensure that our parks are meeting the needs of the growing community, and that's through passive and active recreation. But we're also aware that there needs to be parks that are hubs for biodiversity, for climate change, so flood alleviation, and puddle flood alleviation will be an example of that, where parts of our parks are allowed to flood in appropriate location. That keeps houses safer, from flooding. And really what we're trying to do really is start looking at our parks, where our parks are lush green, green infrastructure, and we need to start connecting all our parks together, and that's what we're trying to do, and Mini Woodlands have a big part to play in that, and so does Meadows, and that maybe is a conversation for another day, which will be the Meadow programme that we have in place.
And obviously the long-term project for this is to help in the battle against climate change, but there's no doubt that this is helping so many locals and so many people as part of the community. What's the reaction been like from them who are getting to experience this firsthand and put it in as part of their everyday life?
It's been huge. I guess really, we as in council employees are here to serve the public, and a lot of that has to do with collaboration, and it's been really, really positive. I think an awful lot of people are probably seeing the benefits of working with the local authority, and we're certainly seeing the benefits of working with the community in terms of disregard, and it's really been an eye-opener to see how it can actually help people. They have their say in terms of climate change and mitigation. As you mentioned earlier, we're in a concrete jungle really with the services, the infrastructure that's around us, the buildings. So it's very difficult for people to actually do something, and this gives people an opportunity to come work with us and participate and have a say against climate change and biodiversity loss.
From listening to you here, there's a real passion even about the environment, about doing the good for the wider kind as well. Where did your passion come from when it comes to helping environmentally and doing this as your job day to day?
I'm not really sure. I'm not actually sure. I just really enjoy what I do. It's the societal impact that I have in terms of I can see people enjoying their lives every day. I drive past Sean Walsh, the park is full, people are using it. I can see the impact that I have in terms of the community. People are growing up, they're making memories, and really I think that's what I cherish within my role, but also that I'm able to hand across when I leave in 30 years time, whatever it is, that the place is in a better, that the environment is in a better place, but public amenities are in a better place, and that's something that I'm keen on pushing through.
And from looking in from the outside, the trajectory of the work that South Dublin County Council are doing, it seems to just be going up and up and up. And I've no doubt that you've some more projects being lined up on an environmental front as well. Is there any ones that you could let us in on that you have in the works?
Yeah, I suppose, look, you're on a bit of trajectory. South Dublin are doing, really, that's to do with the staff that we have. We have an unbelievable workforce. We have an unbelievable people that are passionate about the environment, passionate about their jobs. And really, that's been the core of our ethos to date. In terms of programs that we have in place, we have the Meadow program that has been hugely successful. Since 2019, we've created over 195 hectares of meadows to date. That includes short flowering meadows and long flowering meadows.
Well, Brendan, the work that you and your colleagues are doing is absolutely fantastic, and I wish you all the best for the future, and thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you.
As Brendan said, it's only the start of their work, and their ambitious targets will only help Ireland towards our climate action plan and the fight against climate change.